I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems. You can get everyone we've ever done in the history of the show on the Audacity app.
Nope.
It's what's
it's the Odyssey.
Odyssey app. Yeah. Spell it.
I just went with it.
Yep. A-U-D-A-C-Y. T-A-C.
Today we have Josie, and she's worried about her husband, I guess, and whether he should be more upset with her.
What yai. In the Josie?
Yai.
What's going on?
Okay, well, I've been going out more and more with my girlfriends, and my husband has been extremely supportive of me getting
girlfriend.
He's a bad guy.
I quit. Nope. This. You are officially the last OPP. You're
let
mad
her.
That he's.
Let her finish.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. So at first it was awesome, right? But now I'm starting to feel a little bit weird about how my husband is reacting.
To you going
out with the girl?
Out with your girl? Yeah.
Do you mean clubbing and like dancing? Like what is going out in your
shaking?
Terms?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So. I'm going out with my friends and either to a club or a bar, and we're dancing and we're getting hit on. Like single men have approached me, they're giving me their numbers, they flirted with me, and I told him about this, and he doesn't seem jealous at all.
And sounds
you,
healthy.
And you, to a certain extent, I mean, I understand. I yeah.
Are we talking like 5 days a week? You're doing this.
I'm talking about like. Twice a week, probably.
But I mean, from zero. Mm. Like, I get. But if you're going, are you going? Okay.
It might as well be every night. I'm in my 30s. That sounds exhausting.
Yeah, just hearing about it makes me tired. What sparked the change, if you don't mind me asking? Why'd you start going out?
Well, I'm in my mid 30s, and I wanted to add some spark back into my week.
Okay.
And been a fun way of doing it.
Okay, so you're just am I allowed to ask other questions? Like do you have kids? Are you leaving him home with kids or is he just home alone? Like what?
No, he's home alone.
Okay.
Mm. We don't have kids.
Okay. Mm. And you want him so
now I'm suspicious. Now I'm like, is he having an affair? Does he not love me? Why isn't he more upset about this?
Can I ask a blunt question?
Sure.
Are you projecting?
Oh, like, are you having an affair?
Yeah. Do you still
I'm
love him?
No, I do love him, and I'm not having an affair.
Okay.
I just, I don't know. I don't know what's happening here. I thought that he was going to have a different reaction.
So what you wanted him. Are you going out to have fun, or are you going out to make your husband jealous so that will be a spark in your relationship?
Hmm.
It's starting out going out to have fun.
Okay.
And now when I see his sort of nonchalance about it, I'm pushing the envelope there of like coming home later and seeing if that sparks anything out of it. But so far, nothing from my husband.
Nothing.
So when you get home, like you tell him 7 guys hit on me. I got phone number. You tell him all that.
I tell him everything.
Really, and he's just.
He's
I mean,
probably sleepy. It sounds like you're out late.
I think we solved it. Get this man a night.
I think Erica's projecting. Are you sleepy now?
I'm always sleepy.
All right. Let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I think jealousy is an unhealthy emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I also think it's probably a little bit unhealthy to have zero.
Yeah, it almost feels like the spark is gone, and that's what she's looking for.
Right.
Not to speak for you. That's just what I'm...
Yeah, like there should... I think it does sound healthy, but it almost sounds unhealthy. That there's mm-hmm. no, like... drive. I don't know if it's jealousy is the right word. If right. my wife were doing this all the time, I wouldn't be jealous, but I'd be like, why don't you want to hang out with me?
I was going to say, you know, I would like, be like, why aren't I invited sometimes?
Yeah. Right.
Like, my
yeah,
fiance like,
and that would
out.
Get me kind of going. Like, I'd be hot a little, like.
Yeah.
Mad?
And that's what you want. Yeah.
Excited. Okay.
So
we'll see.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you said something like you're kind of ramping it up to try to push him off a cliff.
Well,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? To try, like, if he's not reacting that I'm out, then will he react if I'm out later? Will he react if I have numbers
will
or
he react
more numbers?
If I'm dressing more.
Right. So
I don't know. I'm guessing. That's
your current plan? To like ramp it up?
Yeah. I've been ramping it up just to see like what makes him mad, what gets him upset, like what will get him to have any sort of reaction, because I feel like there should be one.
Okay, but okay. I don't know how to react right now because part of me wants to just shake her.
Right.
And go, you're crazy. You have this the most understanding man ever.
I don't like to use the word crazy with women.
Okay. You're
Erica, a bit off what your rocker.
Okay, but like whatever it is, you have the most. There are women listening right now, sitting in their car, screaming at the radio, going, "I wish my man was understanding."
Well,
if I
and
even
secure.
Like, right? If I talk to the barista at Starbucks, they drag him outside and beat the hell out of him. You know, there is that level of jealousy.
And by the way, if you're in that kind of relationship, leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so but you have some, but it's like. But everybody wants what they don't have.
But you want something, right? You don't. Oh, hey, yeah. You don't just want milk toast all the time. Like, don't you want a little passion, right? A little like
milk toast. Like,
yeah, I'm stuck on milk toast.
That's an old phrase. He's from Iowa. Oh. Let him have it.
Okay. Look at him. Okay. Come on. You're so gauche.
Okay. So, what do you? Why are you on OPP today? Like. Are you asking, should you be worried about your husband? Are you asking what the next level of your trampiness you need to raise it to?
Okay, again with the word.
No, I'm just saying, look, she said she's ramping it up.
No, I know.
Like, what?
How far does the ramp go?
Yeah, do you have to go home with one of the guys that gets your number to tell him that will that get him to sit up in his...
Or just not come, you don't have to do any, but like, don't come home till 6 in the morning instead of 3?
Yeah.
This is bad advice.
Yeah, that's I wouldn't sleep with anyone else. I guess the question is, what do I do? Because I hit the end of my rope there.
Okay. I think that you embrace your loving husband.
But it's...
That's boring.
I know.
Josie, hang on. Don't move. We're going to get you some advice. Okay, that was weird. Okay.
I mean, it does sound great, but I kind of get what she's saying. It feels like he's not returning the serve at all. Like, she's serving balls over to him, and it's just like, yeah, okay.
And he's, like, grabbing him.
Yeah, like, yeah, whatever you want. And it's like,
I want you to lust after me a little bit.
You guys
bit.
Are just as weird as she is. I understand you want, but it's like,
We didn't ask how the relations are going.
Should we ask?
And you said lust after, and now I'm thinking that might be the problem.
She wants him to be
she
like...
She wants a little more in the...
Yeah.
All right, let's get her to hang on, and we'll ask her that question, and see, like I don't have the answer.
Well, we're getting some people. So somebody's texting in claiming to be her husband. Do you want me to try to
shut up?
I don't know if it's real or not. You want me to vet it? We can ask her about the
text
relations.
Text him back and ask how the relations are. All right, so we're gonna ask Josie about the relations. Potentially talk to her husband and figure out: do you want your man to be jealous, but if he's nothing, is that worse?
Yeah.
303-222-5423.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in the middle of Josie's OPP, Other People's Problems, and we'll get back to it in a second, but we need a quick update. We have discovered what milquetoast is.
Okay, spelled with a Q.
It is. Is it really?
What?
Yeah, this is like M-I-L-Q-U-E.
No,
well,
it's not.
I was...
No, it's not.
M-I-L...
You're making that part up.
You're lying to me.
No, I'm not.
What? No, it's actually...
Oh my gosh. Milk... Okay. Yeah, it means a timid or feeble person or a feeble, insipid, or bland.
Oh, we looked up what actual milk toast is, and it's like
milk toast.
It's like toast in milk.
That's why I can never leave the room. Hold your hand when you go to the bathroom, too.
Okay, anyway, sorry. Okay. Just as a side note, milk without a Q, milk toast looks dope, and we're all going to eat it tomorrow. Google it either way you want when you get home. Anyway, Josie's problem is, she's kind of been trying to get her groove back. She's been going out, and her husband has just been supportive of it, and she can't stand it.
Right. He seems to not care at all when she comes home, even if it's later than she said.
He doesn't seem like a red-blooded, you know, like...
What are you calling him?
Like a man. You just want a little,
That drives me crazy, because it's like, how much? Because it's like, women are like, you need to be more chivalrous, and it's like, well, but not that much. And it's like, you can't... It's not a knob. It's on or it's off.
Yeah,
well, it should be a knob.
It feels like he's off.
Okay, but she's ramped it up to the point where she's getting numbers, she's coming home later,
right,
and he's still not doing anything. Have you confirmed if the dude who texted is indeed her?
Yes, yeah, it is. Yeah, Mark is her husband.
Oh. So are we going to right now talk to her and him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they agreed.
And
oh, gosh.
They agreed, but did we agree this is a good idea?
You were in here looking up the wrong milk toast. I handled it.
There's one person who works on this show.
It's T-Hack.
It's T-Hack.
All right, Josie?
Hi.
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 So Mark is here with us, and you're cool with this?
Well, a bit of a surprise, but I'm cool with it.
Okay, Mark, are you there?
Yay.
So you're just tootling along and happen to hear your lovely bride.
Well, I mean, Josie asked me to come on the radio today and to hear about all this stuff.
Okay, buddy. What do you like? She asked you to come on.
Well, she asked me to listen in and everything like that. And I mean, you guys have open lines, so I figured that's what she wanted me to do. But it's just...
Josie, hold on. Okay. Josie, did you ask him to listen?
Did I? I don't remember doing
that. Oh, boy.
How did I phrase it?
Is this part of the, try to make him jealous, so now you're telling everybody that you're going out? Like, this is step five of
this
your 10 steps?
This is embarrassing.
It's beyond. Josie, what? Yes or no, did you tell him to listen?
Seriously, I know.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So,
right. Permission to treat the witnesses hostile?
No.
Let's talk
be
to
kind.
Mark.
Okay. Okay, Mark. So what have you gathered from hearing Josie on the radio?
I don't get it. It seems like you want to heat things up. It's like you are trying to make me jealous. And Josie, I'm going to be honest with you, right? Like, we have sex twice a week. You seem to enjoy it. I don't understand why you need more. And you were going out and you wanted to party a little bit, and okay, cool. I trust you. Like, you're going out with the girls. All right, cool. I'm all for it. We have a great relationship. I have nothing to be jealous over. But I had no idea that you were getting guys' numbers.
What?
I told you about this.
No, you didn't. No, you
yes,
didn't.
Yes, I did.
No. Josie, you weren't saying that you were getting guys' numbers. You were saying, oh, there was, some guy that would, hit on me or whatever and stuff like that. You didn't say that you were getting the number.
That's
that implies you're the pursuer. What are you doing with those numbers?
Yeah.
What are you doing with those numbers, Josie?
I am not going out there and pursuing the guys. The guys are coming up to me and just handing me their numbers.
And are you saving them?
Yeah, or even accepting it. You could, wouldn't you just, if somebody walked up to you, Erica,
I'd flash my diamond ring at him.
I got all the numbers I need.
In case you didn't know.
We can all see it. I mean, I don't know what to do from here. Like, I don't feel comfortable.
I feel sad for Mark because I feel like there's a lot of nice guys out there, my fiance included, who would be like, go hang out with the girls.
Of course.
If you're in a bit of a rut, you should do it, like whatever. And it feels like he's being taken advantage of.
Yeah, or not being told the whole story, at least.
What do you, okay. Josie, like, do you feel like you've been dishonest with everyone or just us? Like, I feel like, I'm at a loss because she baited him into listening.
Yeah.
Fact.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, do you listen to our show all the time?
Yes.
Oh, maybe not.
Well, then I'm sorry. I do feel bad for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, well,
we appreciate it.
Make sure you're listening today. That's
okay.
What she said.
So she told. Okay. I just.
I mean, Mark, are you feeling angry? Are you feeling upset? I mean.
Yes. Like. Here's the thing, right? Josie, I love you. You are the world to me. You know that. You are everything to me. And that's why I trust you. Because we have a good relationship with this. You are doing everything but the actual act of cheating. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and I don't know what the goal is. You have all the ingredients to make the cake, and you can just make it anytime you want. Uh-huh. I don't understand.
But I don't want to make the cake. I don't want to make the cake. It just seemed like you were not interested in me getting any of the ingredients.
Oh, well, my God.
Well,
the ingredients are Mark.
You're married, so you shouldn't need the ingredients to make the cake.
Yeah, they're at your house.
The cake's actually already made.
Yeah.
Kind with of. Mark.
Yeah. I don't know how much you guys, I don't like, you know how I feel about this kind of
thing. Yeah, it sounds like they need to talk.
To a therapist.
Yeah. None of us are licensed.
No, don't go there. Don't go divorce.
Okay. Josie, do you have anything else you want to say, or should we just let you just have it out with Mark separately later?
We're going to have it out. Thank you, guys.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Are you telling me we weren't just a part of a plan? Like, are you? Look me in the eye.
Do you feel used?
100%. She went out, didn't get a reaction, got phone numbers, told him or didn't get a reaction.
Right.
Stayed out later, didn't get a reaction. Mm-hmm. So then she's like, listen to the Slacker show today. Yeah. And then we're the next step.
I don't like that at all. I'd rather be a milquetoast afternoon show.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.